The 1912 United States presidential election was one of the most consequential and colorful in the nation's history, marking a significant turning point in American politics. It was an election that featured a unique split within the political establishment, an electorate in the midst of significant social and economic change, and candidates whose ideas would shape the future of the nation in profound ways. To understand why the 1912 election can be considered a landslide, we need to examine the candidates, the state of the nation, and the way the political and social landscape shifted during this period. 1912 was a landslide. At the heart of the 1912 election were four major candidates, each representing distinct factions of American society and politics. The incumbent, William Howard Taft, was the Republican candidate. Taft had been elected in 1908 and was seen as a conservative, though not without some progressive credentials. He had initially been handpicked by Theodore Roosevelt, his predecessor, to carry on Roosevelt's progressive policies. However, over time, Taft's more conservative approach to governance alienated the progressive wing of his party, which had grown increasingly dissatisfied with what they saw as his reluctance to challenge big business interests and push for more reform. The man who would challenge Taft from within his own party was Roosevelt himself. After leaving office in 1909, Roosevelt had become frustrated with Taft's policies and the conservative direction the Republican Party had taken. In a dramatic move, Roosevelt sought the Republican nomination for president again in 1912. When Taft secured the party's nomination, Roosevelt and his supporters broke away, forming the Progressive Party, commonly known as the Bull Moose Party. Roosevelt's campaign was a fervent one, advocating for a new nationalism that called for government regulation of business, social justice reforms, and expanded rights for labor. His charisma, energy, and reputation made him a formidable candidate and a force to be reckoned with, especially in the context of his prior presidency, where he had earned widespread admiration. The Democratic candidate, Woodrow Wilson, was the governor of New Jersey and a relatively unknown figure on the national stage when he secured his party's nomination. Wilson represented a sharp contrast to both Taft and Roosevelt. His platform was rooted in the idea of new freedom, which emphasized reducing government intervention in business and curbing monopolistic practices. Wilson's message resonated with many Americans who were disillusioned with the concentration of corporate power and wanted a return to a more competitive, free market economy. Though Wilson was less charismatic than Roosevelt, his calm and intellectual demeanor, paired with his detailed policy proposals, gained him significant support, particularly from those who viewed Roosevelt's progressive policies as too radical. The fourth candidate, Eugene V. Debs, ran as the Socialist Party nominee. Debs was a passionate advocate for the rights of workers and labor unions, and his platform focused on social justice, public ownership of key industries, and the abolition of the capitalist system that he believed was exploiting the working class. While Debs' chances of winning the presidency were slim, his candidacy was important as it reflected the growing discontent among industrial workers and the rise of socialism as a political force in America. Debs' ideas would later influence the development of left-wing politics in the country. Even though his campaign in 1912 was primarily a vehicle for spreading socialist ideals rather than winning the election, the state of the nation in 1912 was one of rapid industrialization and social change. The United States was transitioning from a rural, agrarian society to a modern, industrialized nation. The rise of large corporations, the spread of monopolies, and the increasing power of big business were causing great concerns about economic inequality and political corruption. Labor unrest was becoming more common as workers sought better wages, safer working conditions, and the right to organize. The Progressive Era, which had begun under Theodore Roosevelt's leadership, had already seen significant reforms, including trust busting, the regulation of food and drugs, and improvements in labor laws. Yet many Americans felt that more needed to be done to combat the power of corporations, address poverty, and ensure that democracy was not subverted by powerful interests. In the midst of this climate of change, the 1912 election became a contest not just between individuals, but also between competing visions of America's future. Roosevelt's bold reforms, Wilson's focus on competition and free markets, Taft's conservative approach, and Debs' revolutionary ideas each reflected the diverse concerns and aspirations of the American people. The election also marked the first time in history that a third-party candidate had a serious chance of winning the presidency. Roosevelt's Progressive Party, despite being a breakaway faction of the Republican Party, drew a significant amount of support from voters who were dissatisfied with the two main parties. His candidacy reshaped American politics by demonstrating that a viable third-party challenge could attract significant attention and support. The results of the 1912 election were striking and, in many ways, a landslide for Woodrow Wilson. Wilson won 42% of the popular vote, a plurality, but not a majority. Roosevelt, running as a third-party candidate, captured 27% of the popular vote, a remarkable showing for a candidate who had only recently formed his own party. Taft, the incumbent president, trailed with just 23%, while Debs garnered a respectable 6% of the vote. In the Electoral College, Wilson dominated, securing 435 electoral votes, compared to Roosevelt's 88, Taft's 8, and Debs' 0. Wilson's victory was not just a win by numbers. It was a victory of ideas, a clear mandate for the new freedom that he had promised. His win signaled the end of the political dominance of the Republican Party, which had controlled the White House for most of the preceding decades. In many ways, the 1912 election can be considered a landslide due to the magnitude of Wilson's victory and the way it reshaped the American political landscape. The fact that Roosevelt, despite being a former president and running as a third-party candidate, secured a substantial portion of the vote reflected the widespread dissatisfaction with Taft's leadership and the broader political system. The election was also notable for the way it underscored the decline of the old Republican order and the rise of a new political era, one in which progressive ideas would play a more central role in shaping national policy. The electorate in 1912, motivated by deep-seated concerns about economic inequality, political corruption, and social justice, chose Woodrow Wilson as their leader. His victory was not simply a matter of winning more votes than his opponents. It was a reflection of a broader political realignment. Wilson's success demonstrated that the electorate was ready for bold new reforms and that a shift in the balance of power was at hand. While Roosevelt's Progressive Party had made significant inroads, it was ultimately Wilson who triumphed, capturing the imagination of the nation and setting the stage for his presidency, which would lead to some of the most important progressive reforms in American history, including the establishment of the Federal Reserve, the Clayton Antitrust Act, and the Federal Trade Commission. The 1912 election was a pivotal moment in American history. It was a landslide not just in terms of electoral votes, but also in the way it reflected the desire for change in the country. The election marked a realignment in American politics, with the progressive movement gaining significant ground and setting the stage for a new era of reform. Wilson's victory, coupled with the rise of Roosevelt's third-party challenge, was a clear indication that the political landscape was shifting and that the demands of the electorate for reform, justice, and fairness could no longer be ignored.